happened in Sparks last week. You got a lot of criticism for having supposedly a press conference, or you're going to speak to the press, and then you didn't speak to the press. What exactly happened with that?
Well, it wasn't my press conference, Heidi. It was Dick Patton's press conference. Dick Patton has been going around the United States asking congressmen and senators to sign his pledge to permanently repeal the death tax. And so it was really his press conference. That's what he wanted to talk about. And before we went out to meet the press, he asked me not to make it about Sharon Angle. And I said, all right, well, the way not to make it about Sharon Angle is for me to make my small part of that press conference, and let him and the small businessmen who will be put out of business and who will also have 33 employees lose their jobs should his 82-year-old father die this year after the death tax comes back in, that 55% that no one really can afford. It is really amazing. Here we are in this situation at 14.2% unemployment, and Harry Reid's talking about letting a death tax, 55% tax, come back into play.
Yeah, no, I get that part of it, but I'm still confused. He had you there, and I realize it wasn't a Sharon Angle press conference, but he had you there at the business in Sparks, and then he alluded to the fact that you were going to take questions, and then you didn't, so he told you not to make... I'm totally confused as to why he would have you there if he didn't want you to take questions or get any of the attention. That's weird.
Well, it wasn't that he didn't want me to have any attention. It was that he didn't want it to be about Harry Reid's ads about me. This wasn't the message. The message was the repeal of the death tax. And I also had someplace else that I had to be that morning, and I said, well, this is fine. I will just go on to my next appointment, and you take the questions, which is what he told the press three times that morning, that I would be leaving, that he and the small business owner would be taking questions, and that they were welcome to ask those questions. I turned to leave, and the press rushed through a line of 11 hard-headed workers. They were so astonished to see the press running at them that they broke their line and let them come through. So that was what became the story. In Las Vegas, we did the same thing. I did take questions, and yet the story was the same one that Sharon Angle left. So the poor man, I felt badly for him, that the only story that the press wants to print is the story that they came to the press conference with, which was Sharon Angle's running away.
Yeah.